system for the new conference room.
I hope so.
And we're back from recess. And they have scheduled Tiger 3 grant pre-application.
I'd put that on there. Sure. Spencer and I had a conversation a while back about the possibility of Tiger 3 coming out. And so in conversations, we had he had been our engineer on a couple past projects, such as East-West Corridor. He's also, Greg River was also involved in the Fall Creek Road Extension, where we had spent some monies on that. And then, and so the conversation ensued that we had in my office, which was what my feeling, he didn't ask about the opinion of the commission because it was just one commissioner, but of the Tiger 3 application. And my opinion, that's why I brought it before us and posted it, was if the county can apply for any funds and does not limit the county or cost the county money out of pocket for this application, that we should once again look for those funds like we did in Tiger 1 and Tiger 2. And so I think Spencer's is here to talk about a proposal on that.
Spencer?
Okay, so with that, well, the first thing that I wanted to do is that, you know, we worked with the county on those previous applications, and the first thing I wanted to confirm is whether the county had any interest in applying for Tiger 3 funds for those projects that we've applied for in the past. And if the county chose to do so, you know, we'd be willing to participate and help the county through that process.
What's the time frame that we're looking at to do so?
The open application process starts tomorrow on the 23rd. The pre-applications have to be completed by October the 3rd. And then if you're selected to be a final applicant, you'll do a full application, and that has to be completed by the end of October. So they do a pre-application and then a full application if you're selected to go to the next round.
So the 3rd of October is the deadline now?
Yes. Okay. Now, there's quite a bit of paperwork and documentation that has to be put together so that you can make that application. But that's when the application has to be submitted.
A couple of stipulations just for clarification. During the East-West Corridor conversation, we had, as a county, said if we were going to get that grant, we were going to put up how much?
25%.
25% of the construction. On Fall Creek Road was 25%?
25%.
Now, we don't have to in the Tiger 3. I believe it's still rural distress. We don't have to put any matching funds in whatsoever, but our odds are increased if we put any matching money in there.
Your application would be more competitive if you could show a local contribution.
So
in looking at the opportunities that the Tiger 3 presents, both in the projects that the county has looked at in the past, and then with the development of the potential racetrack, I mean, one of the provisions of the Tiger is transportation investment generating economic recovery. And with the low high unemployment rate that Taney County is currently experiencing, with the job growth potential that exists with the development of that project, both for the racetrack and other potential uses of the property, of full-time, year-round employment, we think that it kind of ties well with what the Tiger grant process is all about, economic recovery and job growth. So understanding the situation that MoDOT's in as far as the funding shortfall, we think it's also an opportunity for the state to partner, and really more partner from the perspective of being a supportive sponsor rather than being a financial sponsor. The developer on the racetrack is currently working with MoDOT on a cost-share application, which typically are about a 50-50 application. 50% would be paid by MoDOT, 50% would be paid by the developer. Even though these Tiger 3 applications could be funded at 100%, the developer would be proposing to pay for the financial obligations for those improvements, releasing the county of any obligation, and releasing the state from any financial obligation on those interchange improvements, using this Tiger application to pay for the bulk of the funding, and the developer would pay for the match portion. Now, we've still got to go through some economic analysis if the developer chose to do this as to how much they would go. Would they go 50-50, or would we go 60-40, or 75-25? That's yet to be determined. What we're looking for today is support from the county that they would be the sponsoring agency that would make the application for the Tiger 3. But the developer would prepare a developer agreement with the county whereby they would be incurring all the financial cost for the application, and if it was funded, for the actual match dollars necessary to meet the grant requirements.
Do you have any idea what your match is yet, or are you having to wait for a analysis of the project?
We're in the process right now doing an analysis on that, and where we're at with that, Danny, is we're really trying to quantify what our project will consist of. We know that we're going to have an interchange component. We're looking at the outer roads that would be a portion of that as well, and what we're evaluating in-house is, do we try to incorporate that roadway which connects Highway 65 to the airport as a part of this Tiger application or not. Our first glance was just to look at the interchange in the outer roads, but we think in doing our due diligence, we might be able to reap a larger benefit by incorporating the airport as a part of the beneficiary of this project.
Hey, you know more about this than I do. The thing of it is when you add the road to the airport, does that give you a benefit in the application of the grant, of receiving it because of the commercial value of the airport and the safety issues that are involved, or does it take away from the cost, or is it better with two applications instead of one?
I think that our best chance is to do one application for one larger project. We're looking at this being somewhere between $15 and $30 million, depending upon what scope of project we go with. So we're evaluating that. And then the financial obligation is, how does that fit into the financial plan for the developer racetrack?
If it doesn't cost the county anything, and the fees are paid for by the racetrack, I'm very supportive of it. If it's not a cost of any county funds to propose this, we went through this before, but never in a where we had private cooperation with the cost.
We would pay for all the application costs. We'll fill out the application. We'll pay for all of that cost, and feel like it's a benefit. We're kind of dancing around exactly what we want to put on there. I think you'll hear more about our development in the near future, and we're not ready to speak about that publicly yet, but we've got some pretty exciting news that will create several jobs, and we're trying to get all that finalized and once that comes, then I think we would want to look at a little bit larger picture, not more highway infrastructure improvement than we've put on the plans, but focusing where the benefit might be the greatest for the county and for job growth, and which I think the Tiger Grant is based, heavily weighted on job growth, job creation.
And too, one thing that we need to recognize is that, we went after Tiger 1, we went after Tiger 2. We weren't successful in those, so why go after Tiger 3? Well, we think that we've got another project that meets that criteria. We've learned a lot from the Tiger 1 and Tiger 2 process. I will say is that, we were told that those processes were not a political process. But we believe that in order for us to be strongly considered, that we're going to have to use every connection that we can, both local, state, and federal, to bring this project to the top of the pile so we have a more competitive chance in this environment.
My last trip to Washington, part of RAF, that fly-in, because of some letters I had written, I sat down with the Department of Transportation to talk about the Tiger 1 and Tiger 2 application to understand where we were, where the shortfalls were, why didn't we get qualified beyond it, They did make a comment to say that if Taney County was going to apply again, to make sure the DOT knew about it. And so I want to make sure we explore every option we can to try to secure money. Because if the program's out there, Taney County needs to get its share.
Well, it's not just Taney County that wasn't awarded the grant. I doubt if
Well, no one in Missouri. I think
1% of people got what they requested.
In Missouri, and nobody in the state.
Well, what I guess my question is, what do you need from us as far as just a vote of, that we will sign the grant after?
They need for Taney County to be the sponsoring agency.
That's.
And, I mean, here we are. We've got the projects of the interchanges that long range need to be accomplished. And if we have the opportunity to bring outside funds that will help promote that project aside that we're looking at, I think that we need to take a serious look at any developer that will step up to the plate and say, we're going to help you accomplish what needs to be done by providing funds.
So I'm glad you said that, because if there's another developer out there that this makes news and they have a project similar and they want to commit to the same things that the entertainment complex is going to, then we'll be receptive to that proposal also.
You bet.
Well, we'll proceed with the application, and as we get closer to finalizing that, we'll meet with the commission again and give you that information, and then see if we make it to the next round. If we're fortunate to make it to the funding side, there will be a developer's agreement that will demonstrate that they will take on the financial burden for that project.
I go back to my question, do we need a vote on it? And that's where that's what I meant a while ago whenever I said that. And I think I'm willing to make a motion that we allow them to proceed with us being the
sponsoring agency.
That would be our request,
yeah. I'm making a motion on that.
All right, I'll second the motion to be a sponsoring agency.
Motion's been made and seconded for Taney County to serve as a sponsoring agency for the project herein provided regarding Tiger 3 grant pre-application. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. We'll continue to stay in touch with you in regards to this and progressing the process.
Let me ask one. Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to talk about the other two projects. We still need to make a decision on the other two projects.
Well,
we'll talk about those.
That's what I was concerned with is there's if this Tiger 3 grant's coming out, then there's probably going to be others that come forward with this, and we'll have to consider the possibility of their match or our participation if it's something for Taney County's intersections or whatever. We'll have to take into consideration that. So, but tomorrow's the first day of
they open up the. It's an online application, so they open that up so that you can start making application.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
And we have until October 3rd. Do you want to talk about the other possibilities today, Jim, or do you want to schedule that for next week?
Let's just schedule it. I mean, I'll get some. I'm going to get the old application together. Soon as I get that together, I'll get it posted, targeted on the agenda request.
See if you can also find a sponsoring agency to have the cash to pay for the local share.
Yeah.
No problem. There's got to be an application out there somewhere.
On the older applications, on Tiger 1 and Tiger 3, or Tiger 2, are they the paperwork in effect has been done? So if we decided that we wanted to look at others that have already been presented, then those are something that the county might get involved in.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, though, Spencer. I mean, since if we wanted to go forward, we could still apply on those two other two projects with no matching fund because we do qualify as the rural, the rural aspect of it. So really, we would only be out a few hours of your application time on those other two projects. So we really need to strongly consider at least applying for it, even if there's no match, even if we don't want to put a match up. But I'll post it in the near future for us to discuss.
You can chat about it today if you're ready.
I don't have all the data.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is transfer station discussion.
I had posted that. There's a couple things that we... I had been approached months ago by Mona Menendez of the City of Branson. They are actively trying to add a recycling, curbside recycling program like Hollister has. One of the aspects of the recycling program that they're struggling with is the cost of glass recycling. They have talked to a company called Ripple Glass out of Kansas City, and Ripple Glass has said if you could create a storage area somewhere in the county, they would pick up the storage on an as-needed basis and not charge whoever holds it at all for that storage, because normally you pay it per tonnage to recycle glass. And they're willing to they can't loan us a trailer, but they're willing to come down, load a trailer glass, and haul it away as a recycling program. And looking at areas,
what's the additional cost to us?
The additional cost is to create to buy some concrete blocks. Was it 2 foot by 2 foot by 3 foot or 2 foot by 2 foot 4 foot to create a bunker area. There's a unused concrete slab on the west barn in the transfer station area that is adequate size. It's out of the way. We wanted to build these temporary modular walls, we could create a storage area for this glass. The advantages right now is like the wine company, the wine dealers in the wineries in Branson right now are recycling their glass, but they're driving it to Harrison. In large the bottles, large volumes, and so they're willing to buy purchase bins, glass recycling bins, and put them in different areas within Taney County, not just Branson. They're willing to put one out and buy it at the transfer station also, and Branson will pick up the cost to pick up these containers, dump them in the bin area, and then replace them. So there's zero cost except for the initial outlay of cash.
Branson will go out in the county to pick up?
They said that they would have one. What they said was they would put one. We have glass recycling right now, I believe, at Taneyville. They are going to add another location.
To Zeno.
Yeah. So that's what the proposal has been. But first thing is we've got to get these walls if we're going to participate. And it would not just be for Branson. It would be for anybody. Hollister, it would be for anybody in the county if they wanted to recycle glass. But the cost is, the approximate cost is about $2,100. We're not sure exactly how many blocks we need to purchase. They have a pretty good estimate. A local concrete supplier can do it. It would obviously come out of the transfer station budget if we wanted to. Last check, they had over $400,000 in savings. But it would be an expenditure, and so I wanted to obviously bring it up. And
is it something because there's an outside firm involved that we would have to bid?
We'd have to bid only the glass, the bunker, the concrete. We don't have to bid the...
I'm talking about a company that would... We just select this person because they came in and said they would do it, or do we open it up to see if somebody else would offer us more, or...
We definitely can.
I don't know the process. That's why I'm
I know that City of Branson has been spending. They've spent about a year trying to find Ripple Glass and just to get Ripple Glass to commit to this because normally it's a fee. So based off the information I was given, that was.
If they've already gone through the procurement process, we can have an agreement, as I understand it, with our council.
Right.
An intergovernmental agreement by them for having gone through that process.
Right.
And enter into.
I would want to double-check the process, but I know that they've gone through extensive research. But initial thing is the bunker area. We've got to be able to create a bunker area on a concrete slab, and that's where the fees come from. And if we're willing to move forward on those expenditures or not.
Otherwise, this glass just gets dumped in with everything else.
Correct, right. And then we pay for the, obviously we pay for the weight of that. So.
The issues in the past at the transfer station have always been room, the availability of room.
You guys ready?
With the new facility on East 76 and the movement of some of the equipment and the personnel, that'll open that up for room. I'd be 100% in support of trying to enter into a piggyback governmental agreement with Branson.
Then it's all right for Mr. Erickson to move forward with the procurement of those blocks?
I was going to ask you about that. I know we have, and I don't know whether there's any left, Jim. I know there was, at one time, there was some left on this
hillside
down here. Those are 2x4, I believe, concrete blocks. So those would be something that would be available. And we had at least three sites where we've used those. We might check and see if we have any of those in place and what is needed. Let's go ahead and figure a cost and
Go ahead and move forward, as long as it's within this policy.
Yeah.
I'll get Mona, I'll run with this, and I'll get with Mona to get the intergovernmental, to get things together for that. There is some personnel issues on that, but I'm going to wait until we go into session with the, just, we're having some excessive overtime hours, and I'm wondering if it's time for us to look at just hiring another person out there to cut down the hours, because it was bad in 09, good in 10, because we had talked to them, and now it's excessive again, and the volumes are still down. So I'll bring that up in executive.
All right. Do we need a motion to do so, or just to have him look at it and then?
We'll move forward on the blocks, and if it's something outside what I've talked about, I'll make sure I come back to you guys. And then the intergovernmental, we'll sign up before we can even commit to any class. We'll have to do an intergovernmental. So. That's all I have.
So I'm just going to put down we're going to move forward. Back up. I understand we're moving forward on the curbside recycling. What do you want to do about the overtime? Did you?
That's going to be next
executive session.
Mr. Parent.
Good morning, sir.
You're ready for you, sir.
Well, I think I'm ready for you.
Is that what this deal is?
I believe we were presented with Mr. Cotty, presented those to us last Monday.
Okay, we have lease agreements for Davis Aviation and Branson Aircraft, correct?
That's correct. They're renewals.
Containing exactly what we've renewed before.
Counselor Cotty included a comma here or there. Made a couple of changes with them, but the substance of the contracts are identical.
We talked about this last, was it two, Monday?
Monday, last Monday.
Monday. So,
was there anything, was there something with insurance? Did he bring up an insurance question? You remember that?
The reason I asked about that is that they were the same thing. He did bring up something, but I can't remember what it was. Yeah.
Well,
I think he fixed it. I mean, to our satisfaction.
What he has done is he's gone through the agreement from front to back, and as Mark has stated, he made what changes need to be made. So I'm confident that, in fact, he has addressed those issues.
He asked one question of me about insurance, in particular concerning Davis Aviation, and if I knew what they paid. What coverage they had at other locations, because they have four locations nationally. And I checked on that, and they have our location and one other location have the highest coverage of the four, and the other two have half as much coverage. And I answered that question to him, and he seemed satisfied.
And we added to that, Mark, I believe, in one of the airport board meetings, and I say we, you did, you asked, I think, in the meeting that different amounts of liability insurance and stuff be increased. This has been when they first came into existence, and we looked at this insurance thing then. But I think your board voted to increase And so that's what you're, I think that's what the question is.
Yeah, and that was it.
What we have done is for leases that have, or they lease a building or structure from us, we require a standard $1 million coverage of liability for the structure that they reside in. But for the companies like Flight Training that operate with people on board of aircraft, we've required $2 million, and that's what we still do. The board had approved that in prior years, and the commission has as well.
Motion for approval of the lease agreements with Davis Aviation and Branson Aircraft.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the lease agreements between Davis Aviation Incorporated. What did you say that? Branson Aircraft?
Repair.
Okay, I just read off the posting.
Nikki? Here. Now, these are separate agreements, right?
Yes, separate tenants.
I see the agreement. Maybe I'm...
I amend my motion for the correct title of each company.
I'll do the same with the second.
Is this all one? I put that second in there just to mark the signature spot?
Yes.
And this is all one?
Correct.
And they're the same?
And they're two copies because the county needs to have an original.
I understand. But I don't have a clean copy of the one for Davis.
That is the last one that I received. I don't have.
This won't work.
It's a slash, isn't it? Or is it both of them?
Either or, we're saying.
Yeah, I understand. No, it's...
The whole year they went with me being as the other guy, so...
Shows all of his corrections in here.
Yeah.
I'll call Mr. Coffey and ask him.
We'll vote to approve it, and then
we need to have a clean copy.
Web corrections. For the clean.
Clean copy, yeah.
Okay.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the lease agreements between Davis Aviation Incorporated and Branson Aircraft
Repair.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. She's going to get the copies back. And I could sign those others, Nikki. Thank you. Today?
Later today, they said maybe there's a blob coming in from the west, but I don't think it's going to hold together.
You heard how hard Puerto Rico and Bahamas are going to get hit? Or?
Tropical storm, looks like, as far as I can tell.
Well, I thought they said this morning there's already a Category 1.
Well, okay. It might be. That's barely above a tropical storm, and the islands will slow it down. Going to Florida.
That'd ruin your vacation in a heartbeat.
Not mine.
Not mine either.
Need anything further from me?
No, sir, but thank you very much.
Mark, I would like for you to be present at a... Now, we're going into executive session here at but that doesn't pertain to interviews. Can you be available by phone for our executive session this afternoon?
1 o'clock.
We'll skip the surf meeting at 1 and be here.
No, don't do that.
I don't need to surf.
And we can do it later. Yeah. We don't have to be at 1.
Right.
We're going to be in executive session all afternoon.
All afternoon, so.
What time would you like me here? I'll be here.
What time's your surf meeting going to be at?
That's not my meeting. It's at 1, but.
I mean, you can be here at 3.
That's the county's.
That's surf. What I was just planning on stopping by, but it's not that important. Here. You're going
to
be there
for. I need to be there for 5 then.
Yeah, you already know what the discussion's going to be about.
No, I don't.
You come in.
Well,
the executive session.
I had a flight to
I don't know.
Well, I'll visit with you.
Okay.
Front here then.
I mean, 3 o'clock is fine. You're surfing. Yeah. You'll be, whenever you're done. With
whenever surfing, you're done, just.
We got so many things to talk about with the executive.
Yeah. All right.
Just come up whenever you're done with that
moment. I certainly will. There was one other thing. I had a construction agreement here, the MoDOT non-eligible one, for a signature. Has that been signed?
You have to ask Nikki, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Jillian, are you sitting right there?
I'm sorry, sir.
Would you have Nikki come back?
She's on the phone.
She's on the phone.
We're looking for an agreement that we're supposed to sign. And
the MoDOT non-eligible. It's part of the two that you signed. One, it's part of two that had already been approved at or below a set cost, and it came in with partially executed this, so it's just ready for full execution.
We can check on that. Have it.
Chances are probably yes. That was something that they put in front of us. It's been signed.
I will be back.
Thank you, sir.
See you.
You need him here?
No, I'm going to have to have recess. Yeah, I want to talk to him.
Well, actually,
he's going to come
10:30,
back.
We're going to go into executive session. I'm having to bring in all the highway administrator resumes. That's what this is.
Well, actually, those were the interviews that she set. That
nobody showed
up. No one showed up because they all took out other jobs.
All right.
Okay.
But I want to go over those, so at least we can start there. Plus anything else that deals with personnel. It can be done in 20 minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll do that at 10:30. You want to catch him?
Yeah, he knows. He
we'll
come
stand
back
at recess till 10:30, and then at 10:30 we'll go into executive session. And quite frankly, I think we're going to be done because we have executive session with council at 1 o'clock today after lunch.
No idea. One